Hello, and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and this week we have a quiz show that was a showcase for the wit and wisdom of a terrific comedian, Groucho Marx. They also picked very interesting contestants, often with the help of the studio audience. It was a great warm-up for a very entertaining show. Enjoy You Bet Your Life, starring Groucho Marx, first broadcast May 14th, 1952, on NBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is age. A-G-E.
Don't get personal, Fenneman.
Really?
You bet your life.
More than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
What's he doing now?
Oh, that's me!
Well, here I am again with $6,000 for one of our couples tonight. We've gone this high only once before. I've been that high many times, but... Well, it's a lot of money. Maybe somebody will win it tonight. Huh? Let's hope so.
Groucho, just before we went on the air, we selected an aircraft worker and a man with an interesting job to be on the show, and here they come, Miss Betty Dormont, Mr. Jerry Hoffman. Meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, folks, for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealer. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common place. It's something you always have with you. Let's see now. Miss Betty Dormont and Mr. Jerry Hoffman, eh? Betty, may I ask your age?
Yes, I'm 24.
24, huh? How long have you been 24?
About 24 years.
That's a good answer, anyhow. It's baffling, but it's a good answer. Mr. Jerry Hoffman, where are you from, Mr. Hoffman?
Originally from the Bronx, New York, Roger, but I've been out... I've been here for 26 years.
Oh, well, then you're practically a native son, huh?
Yes.
You still root for the Bronx Bombers?
No, I don't pay much attention to baseball.
You don't, huh?
No.
You mean, in other words, you root for Cincinnati? Now, I understand you have a very interesting job, Jerry. What is it?
Well, I am in public relations, Mr. Marx.
Oh. Okay. Well, just how public are your relations?
Well, it's commonly called a press agent, Trey.
Oh, you're a press agent, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, press agent can be pretty common, all right. What kind of agency address?
Well, I'm with Columbia Pictures.
Are they still in business? Huh?
Yes, as a matter of fact, very much so, as a picture called The Marrying Kind will prove.
What is it called?
The Marrying Kind, with Judy Holliday and a new star, Aldo Ray.
Oh, that sounds like it ought to be a pretty good picture.
It's a wonderful picture.
Didn't Blake Granite have something to do with
it? He produced it.
Oh, well, he's a nice, nice fellow.
Yes,
give him my
very clever man. I will, thank you.
And you can have him, too. As long as... Now, Betty, do you mind if I talk to you for a while?
No, sorry. I'd be happy to talk to you.
You would, huh? I didn't mean right here. I was thinking of later on. perhaps after the show. Well, enough of that kind of thinking. Huh? Where do you work, Betty?
I work at Douglas Aircraft in the inspection department.
Well, what do you do in the... What do you do there?
Well, briefly, we inspect inspectors.
What does the inspector inspect while you're inspecting the inspector? I think my needle stuck, huh?
Well, he inspects the airplanes and we...
And how much wood does a woodchuck chuck of a woodchuck woodchuck?
He inspects the airplanes and we sort of follow him and pick up the squawks that he writes about the airplane.
Are you allowed to take any of these home with you? What do you do with these reports that you make?
Well, we compile them in statistics, and then they graph them in the front office. In front.
You say there's graph in the front office? Seems to me that's where they need the inspecting. Jerry, I'll call you Jerry.
Please do.
Kind of formal. Jerry, I'm curious. You give new actors the big build-up. Now, pretend Betty here has just signed a contract, and she's brand new. Nobody ever heard of her. Now, well, what would you do with her?
Well, that's a large order, but not too large, considering that the girl has a lot of natural charm and a lot of natural attractiveness. They might want to change her hair. This is a matter for the front office to decide.
Is that where they change it, in the front office?
Well, they make the decisions on the glamour treatment.
I see.
But we may also suggest some changes. The basic job for the publicity department would be to make her name a household word.
You mean like Drano? Well, you're a very nice couple, and I think you're going to be very happy together. And I'd like to go on talking to you two all night, but we have so much money at stake tonight that we've got to get on with this. Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to play Your Bet Your Life for a chance at the $6,000 question. Right now, I'd like you to devote your attention to an important announcement.
Take the five-mile trial.
Take the five-mile trial.
Your DeSoto Plymouth dealer has mapped out a five-mile trial course through stop-and-go traffic, over rough roads, and out on the open highway. A stern test for any car. And he invites you to get behind the wheel and drive the new DeSoto Fire Dome 8 over this course so you can discover for yourself all the great new DeSoto features. As you drive along, you'll be able to feel the great power of the exciting new Fire Dome V8 engine. Power with smoothness never before achieved in any car. You'll feel the sure stopping power of DeSoto power brakes. In parking and out on the highway, too, you'll feel new ease in steering. Why, DeSoto's sensational new full power steering takes literally all the effort out of steering, makes turning the wheels as easy as dialing a phone. So tomorrow, stop at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers and ask to take the five-mile trial in either the exciting new 160-horsepower DeSoto Fire Dome 8 or the famous DeSoto Power Master 6. Find out why the new DeSoto is America's most talked-about new car. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the low-priced car most like high-priced cars.
All right, now let's see how you work together as a team. Fire Dome Fenneman?
Yes.
This is Fire Dome Fenneman. Tell him the rules.
You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $6,000 DeSoto Plymouth question later in the show.
Clear? Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. From our list of 20 categories, you selected scrambled proverbs. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
1990 or 50 Right. Huh? 1950?
She would like 1950.
All right. What is this proverb? Where there is no speculation, there is no increase in value.
No risk, no,
There's no increase in value.
Oh, dear.
Where there is no speculation, there is no increase in value.
No risk? Isn't that
change
awful?
Change.
Oh, dear.
Oh, business terror.
I know you know it, too. You were hanging right around it, Jerry. It's a nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Nothing gained.
Yes. Well, that's too bad.
You now have 50 cents.
Now, don't get discouraged. The big money is the $6,000. 1 week we had a couple here that won the chance at the big money, and they won $1. So I don't want you to get discouraged. Remember, you're going for $6,000. Now, how much are you going to bet this time?
The 50 cents. Right?
The whole thing.
Yes.
Whole thing.
All right, what is this proverb? It is inadvisable to peer into the oral cavity of a gratuitous equine.
Never look a gift horse in the mouth.
That's right, that's right. How much is that for one?
Well, you're climbing again. You have $1 now.
All right, now how much are you going to bet?
$2. $1.
$1.
She's going to borrow a dollar from Mr. Hopper. What is this proverb? During the absence of the domesticated feline, the rodents cavort.
When the cat's away, the mice are
away. Absolutely right.
You now have $2.
Here's your last chance to beat the other couple. How much are you going to go
$2.
For? The whole thing. All right. What is this proverb? A revolving boulder will not accumulate lichen.
Rolling stone.
Gathers no more.
Well, they wound up with $4, Groucho.
Nobody leaves here with $4. I'm going to give you one question for $21, which will give you a total of $25. Now, get this right, and no coaching, please. It's a tough question. You ready? How many layers in a three-layer cake?
Three.
Right, three layers is right. Put it there, buddy. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
We invited some insurance men to the program tonight, Groucho, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mr. Ross Harrison. His partner is a housewife, Mrs. Lucy Rankin. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Mr. Ross Harrison, you're the insurance man, eh? I could tell you were an insurance man because you've got one foot in the microphone already. Huh? Now, Mrs. Lucy Rankin, you're the housewife. Where were you born, Lucy?
Canary Islands.
Is that so? Mm-hmm. Could you fly a few times around the room? Where are the Canary Islands, Lucy?
Off Morocco.
You're off your rocker, did you say? Lucy, I'm not interested in your personal peculiarities. At this point, I just want to know where you were from.
Canary Islands.
Canary Islands. Mm-hmm. Did you meet Admiral Byrd down there? How did you happen to be born in the Canary Islands when there were so many other places to be born in? Were you throwing a wing-ding at the time?
No, my father was a mining engineer on the Gold Coast of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Canary Islands are rather close.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought the Canary Islands was near where Columbus came when he...
He did.
Well, that wasn't near Africa, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
I better go back to school again. I get everything mixed up. Now, Lucy, we've never had anybody on the show before who was born on the Canary Islands. Were you born in the regular manner or did you hatch?
Regular manner, I guess. My mother was American, and the doctor was Spanish, and she couldn't speak any Spanish, and he couldn't speak any English. But I was born anyhow.
Lucy, that could have been disastrous. That Spanish doctor could have taken out your mother's appendix. Then where would you be? Riddle me that. Well, you're real cute, Lucy. Look like a nice guy. Are you married?
Sure.
Skip it. Lucy, since you were born in the Canary Islands, what kind of a citizen are you? Are you American or are you a canary?
Well, according to...
I thought you'd be more yellow. Are you American or canary?
Well, according to Spanish law, any child born in the Spanish territory is a Spaniard.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother refused to register me, have me registered as Spanish, and he refused to register me as English. So I'm miscellaneous.
You mean you were miscellaneous before you were married? Now you're miscellaneous. Well, let's talk to you, Mr. Harrison, about insurance. Looks like you could stand a little yourself after that cough you just threw there. You better take out fire and theft on that lung of yours. Now, before we go any further, I want to make it plain that I don't want to buy any insurance. Is that clear, Mr. Harrison?
I don't want to sell any insurance. Don't want to sell you any insurance.
I see. You regard me as a bad risk, eh?
I don't sell insurance. I just
make the adjustments. Why don't you want to sell me insurance?
I don't sell insurance. I just make adjustments.
Well, could you do something to my back here? This... Oh, my back. What kind of adjustments do you make?
We investigate all kinds of accidents, determine liability, and attempt to make a settlement.
Well, like what, for example? You'd have to be more specific. What kind of crooked hanky-panky do you get involved in your job? Nefarious.
You would be surprised how many aches and pains we can cure when we dispense that long green folding money. People recover so rapidly.
It has charms to soothe the savage beast.
The most healing balm in the world.
I thought you looked a little shifty the minute you walked in here. Now, I don't want to be insulting, but how is it you're not in jail, Mr. Harrison?
I don't commit the embezzlements. I only investigate them.
Oh, I see. What makes you suspicious in the first place? Do you just automatically regard everybody as a crook and work from there?
A good claims adjuster is almost clairvoyant. He can read a man by his shifty eyes, his nervous motions, his mannerisms of speech.
Well, I'm glad I don't fit that description. But in case you think I do, just remember, it takes a crook to catch a crook. I want to thank every crook in the audience.
Well, you're a mighty interesting couple. And I want to give you a chance to win some real money. But before I do, I want to remind you to take a ride in the new DeSoto Fire Dome 8. Now you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other couples, you'll get a chance at the $6,000. Can't tell you how much you have to win, but Mr. Fenneman's going to remind our listeners.
The publicity man and his partner won $4. And the secret word is age.
All right, here we go. Let's see how high I can bet you $20. There are common expressions that you have heard and used many times. I'll give you a keyword, and you give me the whole expression. For example, if I said proud, you would reply as a peacock. Proud as a peacock. Is that clear? I don't know why you picked such an involved category. All right, here's your first question. How much of the $20 will you try? Talk up.
What do you think?
$19.80.
Honey, you're going for broke.
$19.80? Is that all right with you, Mr. Harris?
I don't agree with it. I'm conservative. I'm an insurance adjuster.
All right.
Let's put $5 on.
Oh, no.
Then go for broke.
All right. Time's a-wasting, kids. Come on.
If you only put
Why don't you compromise?
Let's
and
go for broke.
What, 20?
20.
Okay.
You're going for the whole 20? Okay, here we go. The word is wise. What's the rest of the expression? Wise?
As an owl.
Wise as an owl is right.
Off to a great start. You have $40.
Remember, you're going for $6,000 tonight. How much of the $40 are you going to try this time?
$39.75.
Is that
$39.75.
$39.75. The word is pretty. What is the rest of the expression? Pretty?
As a picture.
That's right. Pretty as a picture.
You now have $79.75.
Here's your bad question. How much of the $79.75 are you going to risk?
$79.
What?
$79. The word is stubborn. What's the rest of the expression? Stubborn?
As a mule.
As a mule.
Stubborn as a mule is right.
You now have $158.75.
It's your last chance to be the other couples. How much are you going to go for?
All of it.
Shoot the word.
All right, the word is flat. What's the rest of the expression? Flat?
As a pancake.
That's right, flat as a pancake. Good enough,
kid.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Wait a minute. I haven't got it added up yet.
Oh, why don't we give him the $6,000.
No, you'll wind up with a grand total of $317.50.
Well, thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
We have a married couple for you, Groucho. They were...
Merry-go-round, did you say?
No, we have a married couple for you. They were selected from our studio audience just before we went on the air because they have some interesting experiences to tell you. Mr. and Mrs. Cornelius Smith, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100. Say the secret word and you'll win $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Mr. and Mrs. Cornelius Smith, huh? Well, he's flirting with you. You're married already, huh? Let's see, Mr. and Mrs. Cornelius Smith. And you're married? Mrs. Smith, what's your first name?
Grace.
Well, you're very attractive. May I ask how old you are?
30.
Well, you don't look it. And you're married to Mr. Smithy?
Yes.
Cornelius. Oh, come now. I can't call you Cornelius. What shall I call you?
Everybody calls me Corny.
That's a coincidence. That's what everybody calls me, too. Well, where are you from? Corny Island?
No, I was born in Fort Huachuca, down on the Mexican border.
I beg your pardon?
Fort Huachuca.
Have you tried antihistamine? Gracie, you have very pretty teeth. Atta girl. Now, where's your birthplace?
Baguio, Luzon.
You sound like you're in worse shape than he is. Baguio, Luzon? How did you, how do you explain your birthplace, Mrs. Smith?
My father was a major in the Army and stationed in the Philippines.
Oh, I see. Now, Connie, where do you explain, how do you explain where you were born?
Well, my father was in the Army, too. And he was stationed at Fort Huachuca. My mother was there, too.
That comes in pretty handy. How long did you live in that fort, Connie?
Well, about a year, Groucho, and then we went down to South America to Venezuela and to Colombia. And then back up to Camp Meade, and then to Camp Bullis, and then to Fort Sam Houston, and then to Fort Bliss.
Your father certainly kept moving. He must have been a private, was he?
No, he was a colonel.
Well, sometimes those colonels have to keep moving even faster than the private. If they don't, they might get drafted. I mean for active duty. Corny, with all that Army background, I'm surprised you're not a general. How come you didn't join the Army?
Well, I went to the Marine Corps instead, Groucho.
You learned more about the Army than I thought you did, huh? Where did you bump into this charmer here?
I met her in Dharan, Saudi Arabia.
That's up in Oregon, isn't it?
No, that's in the Middle East, Groucho.
Oh, yes, near Muncie, Indiana. I remember. Now, quit stalling, Corny. Where did you meet Grace?
I met her in Arabia. I was doing engineer work for one of the oil companies out there, and she was the secretary of the president of the company.
Arabia is a strange country, Corny, isn't it, for a couple of Americans? What did you do for entertainment over there?
Pretty much the same thing you do over here.
Now, don't tell me you played canasta every night. You better explain that, Corny.
Well, I mean, they have...
What happened? That's pretty data. They don't say that anymore. They say, how about that?
They have movies, tennis courts, swimming pool, lots of parties going all the time. Mm-hmm. And those Arabian nights aren't so bad, you know.
How are the daytimes?
Not too good.
Where did you get married?
In Cairo, Egypt.
Oh, well, that sounds
and,
like
a... And then we went to Europe on our honeymoon.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go in Europe?
Oh, we went to Greece.
Go behind the Iron Curtain?
No, into France and Italy and others. I don't remember them all.
You don't remember where you were? Well, I would say you had a real nice honeymoon. Do you remember where you went, Corny?
Sure.
American men are so romantic. That's what Zsa Zsa Gabor says. Well, Grace, now that you're back in America, what sort of work are you and Corny doing?
Why, he's doing sculpture in ceramics. He does American Indians, the Navajos, or Kachina dolls, little figurines about so high.
Mm-hmm. Is that anything like tangerines?
No.
What do people do with these things after they buy them, besides dust them?
Oh, they put them on the sideboards and high boards and on whatnot shelves.
Wait a minute, what's a whatnot shelf? Huh?
Why, it's a...
Is that a shelf made out of a whatnot?
Anything, I guess you don't know a name for it, you just call it a whatnot.
Well, I'd have a name for that, don't I? Why do people want these whatnots?
Well, they make good conversation pieces. It gives people something to talk about.
You mean they're not content to talk about taxes and the war and the election, the United Nations, or silly stuff like that, eh? They'd rather lose themselves in whatnots. I don't believe it. Who'd be silly enough to talk about a whatnot?
Well, we've been talking about them for a few minutes now.
Did you know that a camel can go 8 days without a joke? And this is a shining example. Well, you make a charming and a pretty witty couple, and I'd like to continue talking to you two, but it's time to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at the $6,000. Now, you run your 20 bucks into more than our other couples. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners. You look like a pretty smart couple.
The lady from the Canary Islands and the insurance man lead with $317.50.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can bet you $20. You selected largest cities of the countries of the world. You ought to be pretty good at that after that honeymoon you had, Corny. Here's your first question. How much will you bet? Talk up. Don't keep it a secret.
$19.99.
What is the largest city in Chile?
Santiago.
Santiago is right.
Well, you're on your way.
Not to be.
You have $39.99.
Remember, you're going for $6,000 tonight. How much of the $39.99 are you going to bet?
Okay.
$39.98.
What is the largest city in Morocco?
Casablanca.
Casablanca is right.
You have $79.97.
Here's your third question. How much of that are you going to bet?
Shoot the works.
Shoot the works? All right. What is the largest city in Romania?
Bucharest.
Bucharest is right.
You have $159.94.
And here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much are you going to go for?
Let's go.
All of it.
All of it. All right. What is the largest city in Switzerland? Talk it over.
It's either Bern or Zurich. Zurich.
Zurich is right.
And you'll wind up with $319.88, and that means that you people, in just 1 minute, get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $6,000 question. Here's a good tip for all of us car owners to keep in mind as we look forward to another busy season of summer driving. Make safe driving a habit. Check your car. Check accidents. May is Vehicle Maintenance Month. And there's no better place to take your car for a safety inspection than a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Here, highly skilled mechanics trained in factory methods will see to it that your car gets a complete safety checkup. Brakes, headlights, wheels, tires, steering, windshield wipers, glass, horn, muffler, and exhaust. They'll see that everything is done to make your car safe and sound for the thousands of happy miles of driving ahead of you. And you'll be pleasantly surprised when you find how little this costs. Remember, make safe driving a habit. Check your car. Check accidents. Drive in where you see the familiar sign of better service, the friendly sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And now, here's our winning couple, Groucho. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, all set for the DeSoto Plymouth.
I like the cut of your jib.
$6,000 question. Come on in, folks.
Well, maybe that honeymoon came in pretty handy. Otherwise, you wouldn't have known all those cities. Here we go for $6,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully, and please no help from the audience. Here it is. If you remember, nectar was the drink of the gods on Olympus. For $6,000, tell me, what was the fabulous food of the gods that ensured them strength, power, beauty, and immortality? Talk it over. All right, what is the answer you two have decided upon?
Ambrosia.
Ambrosia is right. That's right, you win $6,000.
Come on back.
Plus, how much? Wait a minute. They won $6,000, and how much in the quiz, George?
Oh, I've completely forgotten that. $319.88.
That makes $6,398.63.
No, but it's close.
$6,319.88. Is that right?
No.
No, well, how
yes.
much?
Yes. I'm happy.
Bannerman, you're fired. Get your fired homemade and get out of here. Well, what are you going to do with all that swag, kids? Another honeymoon?
I think maybe so. We've always wanted to go down to British East Africa, down to Nairobi and Kenya and Tanganyika. We haven't been down there yet.
Yeah, well, give them my regards. Well, congratulations from the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. You bet your life.
Thank you.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,000. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, see DeSoto Fire Dome Mate tomorrow.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Make safe driving a habit. Check your car. Check accidents. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.
You're listening to the Old Time Radio Hour with your host, Justine Ward. We podcast this program each week through Podbean, iTunes, and RSS. Next, we have another very entertaining episode of You Bet Your Life, starring Groucho Marx. No one could ad-lib the way Groucho did. One of the guests on this program sailed solo from Central America to the South Pacific. Enjoy You Bet Your Life, starring Groucho Marx, first broadcast June 11, 1952, on NBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is paper. P-A-P-E-R.
Really?
You bet your life! More than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
He's a waste of time. Oh, that's me! Well, here I am again with $1,000 for one of our couples.
We asked for some young people to volunteer tonight, Groucho. And just before we went on the air, Mrs. Amelia Mendez de Bitterlein, Mr. Bill...
Stop ad-libbing.
I couldn't do it again. And Mr. Bill Albans were selected. And here they are. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Amelia Mendez, huh? And Bill Albans.
Yes, sir.
Where are you from, Bill?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina?
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
I'm almost 28.
Almost 28. Well, you're a fine-looking lad. Are you married?
No, sir, I'm not. I'm single.
Do you care for the ladies?
Oh, yeah, man, I've been crazy about them since I've been that big.
What did you do about them when you were that big? Well, I'll see what I can do for you, Bill. Amelia Mendez, de Bitterlein, huh? Where are you from?
Panama City, Panama.
Oh, from Panama, huh?
Yes,
well,
sir.
We've rarely had anybody from Panama. Where's your hat? Now, you know, people all over America are planning their vacations these days. Well, some of them may want to visit Panama. How would you suggest that they go, by ship or by plane?
I would suggest that they go by plane because it's faster, and then they could stop in several Central American countries as well as Panama. For example, they could go to Guatemala, to Nicaragua, and Costa Rica.
You say they'd visit Guatemala? How long would we stay in Guatemala?
Overnight or a day, it depends on how much time you have.
Just one day in Guatemala? Well, I guess that's right, that old saying, here today in Guatemala. Bill, where do you plan on going on your vacation this year?
Well, I'm going to try to be in Helsinki, Finland.
What's your language, Bill? There are ladies present. Why would you want to go to Helsinki, Bill?
Well, you see, that's where they're going to hold the Olympics this summer.
Oh, well, are you going as a spectator or as a participant?
I'm going to try to go as a participant, yes.
Oh, well, that's a very great honor to be on the Olympic track team. Have you had much experience?
Well, I was on our last Olympic team.
Well, congratulations. We're honored to have you. Just to be a contestant. What event will you win?
I was in the hops.
What is that, training for pedestrians? Are you planning on entering the hop, step, and jump this year?
No, I'm going to try for our decathlon team this year.
Well, what about this fellow up north? What's his name?
Yeah.
You know who I mean? What's his name?
I believe it's Bob Mathias.
Yeah. Well, are you going to have to compete against him?
Yes, sir, I think
well,
I am.
Well, that's tough going, isn't it?
Yeah,
he's supposed to be one of the greatest since Jim Thorpe and
Babe
Dickerson, eh?
Well, he probably is the greatest, I guess, yeah.
And you have to go up against that? And you don't get any handicap or anything?
No.
I think you're very foolish. If I were you, I'd go to Panama. Well, it's been certainly pleasant talking to you two, and I hope you win lots of vacation money here tonight. Of course, in just 1 minute, you're going to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at the $1,000 question. Right now, I want you to pay close attention to some words of special importance.
Take the 5 mile trial. Take the 5 mile trial. Go in tomorrow to see your DeSoto Plymouth dealer and drive the new DeSoto Fire Dome 8 or the famous Power Master 6. Compare the DeSoto Fire Dome 8 with any car on the road today, not just on the straightaway, but going up steep hills and through stop-and-go city traffic and under all road conditions. You'll discover the sensational acceleration and reserve power of the new 160-horsepower DeSoto Fire Dome V8 engine at all speeds. It's America's most advanced engine design, giving you more power from every drop of gas and on regular gasoline. DeSoto full power steering takes the work out of driving. And when parking, it makes turning the wheel as easy as dialing a phone. Get the feel of DeSoto's full power steering, the only type of power steering that takes the work out of steering all of the time. Yes, go to your DeSoto Plymouth dealers tomorrow and take the 5 mile trial in the spectacular DeSoto Fire Dome 8 or the handsome DeSoto Power Master 6. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the low-priced car most like high-priced cars.
All right, now let's see how well you work together as a team. Fire Dome Fenneman.
Coming.
Give him that 160-horsepower motor and tell him the rules.
All right. You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $1,000 DeSoto Plymouth question later on in the show.
Let's see how high I can build you $20. Out of our list of 20 categories, you selected number 9, which happens to be cities with names of famous people. All right, now here's your first question. How much will you bet, and talk right out loud?
$18.
All right. Ohio's largest industrial city bears the same name as one of our former presidents. What is the name of this city?
Cleveland.
Right.
And you're on your way with $38.
How much of the $38 are you going to risk?
I said 37.
It's all right.
37? A large city in Maryland was named for the founder of the state. What is the name of this city?
Lord Baltimore.
Baltimore is right.
You're climbing. You have $75.
Now, here's your third question. How much will you bet?
74.
Mm-hmm. 74. Okay. What is the name of the Wyoming town founded and named by Buffalo Bill? If you don't know, guess.
Wyoming.
What is the name of the Wyoming town founded and named by Buffalo Bill?
Cheyenne.
No, I'm sorry. It's Cody.
Cody.
C-O-D-Y.
And you've dropped
that
down...
That Buffalo Bill's real name.
Drop down to $1 now.
Well, here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much will you bet?
Bet the bug.
The largest city in Kentucky was named for a French king. What is the name of this city?
Louisville.
Is right.
And you wind up with $2.
Nobody leaves here with $2. I'll give you one more question. You get this right, and we'll bring it up to 25. Who is buried in Grant's tomb? General Grant is right. Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Groucho, we invited some young single. Groucho,
where were you last night?
Groucho, we invited some young single Republicans.
You go right home and go to bed early tonight.
I will.
You've got to watch yourself now.
We invited some
and
young...
burn the candle at both ends, you know.
We invited some young single Republicans to the program tonight, along with some young single Democrats. And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Miss Shirley Palbaum and Mr. Mike Richardson. And here they are. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome, youngsters, to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Shirley Palbaum, eh?
Right.
And Mike Richardson.
That's right.
I presume that's you, Mike.
That's
Richardson.
My name.
A young Republican and a young Democrat. Mike, I think it'd be nice if you two held hands. Would you mind holding hands for just a second? Oh, go on.
Sure.
Hold hands with him. Now, keep them that way. Don't let go.
We're too nervous.
It's the old joke. If they let go, they'll kill each other. How old are you, Shirley?
Well,
it isn't
I
answers.
Look older than
it
I
isn't,
am.
It isn't obligatory. You don't have to answer. You look like a real young, attractive, pretty girl.
Thank you.
How old are you? How old are you, Mike?
I'm 31. Now, let's say you're the Democrat. Is that right, Mike?
No, sir, that is not right.
That's becoming fighting words. You don't have to get angry. You'd think I'd call him a wife beater. You must be the Democrat, eh?
Sure. I certainly am.
Look how pleased she is. You think I'd call her Marilyn Monroe? How active a Republican are you, Mike?
Groucho, I'm the president of the Westwood Young Republicans.
What sort of work do you do, Mike?
I'm the purchasing agent for the Hardman Tool and Engineering Company. We build aircraft chairs.
What is your job, Shirley?
I'm a legal secretary. I work for Richard Richards, who's chairman of the Democratic County Central Committee.
You're not married?
No.
For a Democrat, you sound more like an independent. How about you, Mike? You married?
No, I'm not.
A single Republican and a single Democrat, eh? You two should get married by all means. You could have your own third party. Now, what's the purpose of the Young Republicans?
Well, we try to supply transportation to the polls. We do babysitting on election day. We stuff envelopes, make sure that thousands of pieces of...
Is that all you stuff? Are you sure you just stuffed the envelopes? That was a Freudian slip, have I ever heard? What do you mean you provide transportation?
Well, on election day, I'd say some of our members make as many as 20 trips to the polls.
Well, don't the Democrats object? Or are they busy making 21 trips to the polls? I'm strictly neutral in this battle because it happens I'm a Whig. Except on windy days when it blows off. Well, let's hear. Could we have a little sample campaigning? Mike, give me all the reasons I should vote the Republican ticket this year. And take all the time you want. You've got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
I would say you should vote the Republican ticket, first of all, for the obvious reasons you see in the newspaper.
You said paper, so you win $50, and your partner here, your mortal enemy, also gets $50. You can buy a lot of votes with this money.
Well, let's campaign some more.
It won't do you any good. The duck has run out of money. He's clean out of money. All right, let's hear the campaign speech. 30 seconds.
Hold my hand.
The Young Republican is now on a different campaign. And a much smarter one, if you ask me. Well, Mike, that was a perfect political speech. I slept through every minute. Shaley Gailey, it's your turn now. You got half a minute to convince me I should vote the Democratic ticket.
Well,
now, go ahead.
I've always been a Democrat, and I expect to remain a Democrat. I think the Democrats are for the working people, which is quite evident today. The employment has risen to great heights. In the Hoover administration, we had he had depression. Now we've got...
Poor old Hoover. He's been out of office 25 years, and they're still hollering at him. It was a very impressive speech, though, Shirley. Mm-hmm. You have beautiful teeth. Well, enough of this petty talk about the fate of the nation. Let's get down to important matters. You two already are, I notice. Huh? What kind of a girl are you looking for, Mike?
Well, I'm looking for what I would consider a wonderful girl, the type that I would think as much of on Sunday as possibly on Saturday night. I'm looking for the type who would revere me.
That's a new approach. I've never heard that. Now, how would Shirley differ on Sunday than she would on Saturday night?
I think she'd be fine on Sunday.
What about Saturday night?
Just as good.
He's a politician, all right. Now, suppose she happens to be a Democrat, this dream girl that you're pursuing.
Hmm? Well, I hope that in time we might sort of think alike politically.
I'm sure you will, and my boy, you're going to make an excellent Democrat. Congratulations, kid, and I'll pronounce you man and wife. And Shirley, you can be the Speaker of the House.
Thank you.
You can run things on the floor, Mike, like the vacuum cleaner. And may you have lots of little planks in your platform. Well, it's been very nice talking to you two, and I hope in November the best man wins, even if it's a woman. By the way, there's one thing that's definitely a winner, and no matter what party you belong to, and that's the new DeSoto Fire Dome 8. It's a real great car. All right, forget your differences now. You're going to work together for a chance at the $1,000 question. You beat our other couples, and the chance is yours. Is that fair enough?
Fair enough.
Fenneman, remind our listeners how things stand up here.
The girl from Panama and her partner won $2. And the secret word is paper.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected resorts of the United States. These resorts and towns are visited by thousands of tourists each year. Here's your first question. How much will you bet? Talk up.
We're going to bet the whole $20. Republicans are shooting the works this year.
They're not only shooting the works, they're shooting the Democrats. All right, in what state do you find Atlantic City?
New Jersey.
New Jersey is correct.
And you're on your way with $40.
Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. Now, how much of the $40 are you going to risk now?
$40.
$40. In what state do you find Cape Cod?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
You climbed to $80.
Here's your third question. How much of the $80?
The whole thing.
The whole works. In what state do you find Sun Valley?
Idaho.
Idaho is right.
You now have $160.
Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 160 are you going to try?
The works.
In what state do you find the Catskills?
New York.
New York is correct.
And you wind up with $320.
Well, thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Mike is cooked. I can see it in her eyes.
We asked for married couples with interesting backgrounds and stories to volunteer tonight. And just before we went on the air, Mr. and Mrs. John Caldwell were chosen. And here they come. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Say the secret word and you'll win $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Mr. and Mrs. John Caldwell, eh? John, where are you from?
I was born in Fort Worth, Texas.
How old are you, John?
I'm 33 years old.
Mrs. Caldwell? That's you, huh?
Yes.
What's your first name?
Mary.
Mary. Well, John and Mary, eh? Where did you ever get such unusual names? Where were you born, Mary?
Yorkshire, England.
Oh. Yorkshire? Were you born inside of a pudding? If you're from England, then John's from Texas. Where did you meet him?
Well, I met him down under. Well, no, in Sydney, Australia.
Oh, you mean the Antipodes, huh? Mary, where did you get married? In Texas or down under Sydney?
No, we were married in Sydney, but... The day we were to be married, John was up in Brisbane, and that's 600 miles away.
John was 600 miles away? John is no fool. Where were you heading, Johnny? Towards Alaska?
No, I was up in Sydney trying, or up in Brisbane trying to get a plane down to Sydney for my marriage that afternoon.
Where did you go on your honeymoon?
Well, that's the sad part.
We didn't, as a rule, it isn't. However, I'm willing to listen to anything.
We didn't have a honeymoon because 3 days later I shipped out in the Merchant Marine.
How long were you separated from your bride?
Oh, a long time. This ship that I left on was wrecked up in New Guinea, and then I was put aboard another ship that went around the world and touched in about every port except an Australian port, and eventually I wound up in New York City more than a year after having seen my bride and... naturally feeling very cheated and wanting to get back down there.
Well, what happened? Here you are in New York and she was in Australia.
Well, she couldn't get over here and I couldn't get down there on a ship, so I thought if I went down to Panama I could get a British ship, but when I got down there I couldn't, so I bought a little 29-foot sailboat and thought I'd try, sail it to Australia.
Well, tell us about your boat trip. How many other lunatics were aboard?
Well, that's sad, too. I was alone.
You were alone?
Yeah.
Well, what about at night? Didn't you have to sleep?
Yeah, but that little boat did all right. I'll tell you about it. The trouble was that I'd never sailed a boat before.
Well, that's certainly the right equipment to go around the world. I think a fella is crazy to have any experience in a thing like that. Just buy a boat and sail around the ocean.
I had a book on how to...
You were foolish to do it in a boat, though. You should have done it on a log or something. Pogo stick or something, you know, exciting.
I had a couple of books aboard, though. I had a book on how to sail.
Well,
and...
that's good. That's really all you need.
No, because
now, what about at night when you wanted to sleep? What'd you do?
Well, I had a book on how to navigate.
Well, you read this while you were sleeping? Did you have a motor on this thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gasoline motor? And did it work all right all the way through?
After 5 days, it conked out. Pulled a shark aboard, and he banged away the cockpit and got his head on the engine and broke spark plugs off. And an engine, but I had sails. And...
But you had the shark then for company, didn't you? Because it's a shark play card.
No,
this wasn't a card shark. Huh? You know, you meet them on boats, you know. You got to be very careful when you're traveling. Huh? So?
Well, I got past the Perlis Islands nearby Panama and past the Galapagos, that's 1,000 miles away, and past the Marquesas, that's 4,000 miles out into the Pacific. But I had some tough luck after leaving the Marquesas. I ran into a hurricane and I was dismasted. Of course, most of my food was destroyed. My compass was broken. The sextant was no good. And putting the boat under a jury rig, I just drifted helplessly.
How long did you drift?
49 days adrift in the South Pacific, looking for land.
Did you have enough food and water for this emergency?
Well, the food gave out very soon, and of course you start getting hungry. And I got so desperate I ate the moss off the side of the boat, and I finally found a jar of Vaseline, and that really wasn't so bad, and face cream, and I made a slingshot and knockdown of Seabird. But I was using nuts and bolts from the engine and ran out of nuts and bolts. And of course, by that time, things were getting to
getting
grim.
Pretty involved, I guess. up to then, it was a picnic, huh? There's one thing I want to know. Did you live through this ordeal? And if not, where are you now?
Old island of Tuvada in the exploring islands of eastern Fiji.
Yeah.
And finally they took me off to a copra schooner and then to the main island, and I connected with a bomber to Australia. But, of course, when I made this date with Mary at the time I left Panama, I told her I was leaving on the smallest boat I'd ever been on with the smallest crew. And I'd be there in 6 or 7 months while I was 3 months late when I got there.
I bet she was pretty angry, too, huh? Well, you've had enough adventures to last a dozen lifetimes. You realize, of course, you could have avoided all this trouble if you'd met each other at Catalina. Although, don't think you can't get in trouble in Catalina. Well, you're a nice couple, and I hope you win lots of money tonight. Because right now, you're going to play your bet your life for a chance at the $1,000 question. Are you ready?
Sure.
All you got to do is run your $20 and more than our other couples. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The young Democrat and the young Republican are ahead with $320.
You selected Nautical Times as your category. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
All of it, huh?
Mm-hmm. All of it. What is the after part of a ship called?
Stern.
Stern is right.
You have $40.
Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. How much is the $30? Will you try this?
$40.
$40.
All of it.
$40?
I'm the skipper on the boat, but...
What is it called when you change the course of a vessel by shifting the position of the sails?
Tack.
Coming about.
Tack or tacking. That's right.
You now have $80.
How much are you betting? The whole thing?
Yes.
What do you call the ship's diary or journal?
The log.
Logbook is right.
You find $160.
And here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much are the 160?
All of it.
All of it? What is the left side of a ship called?
Port.
Port is right.
You wind up with $320. And that means that you're tied with the young Democrat and the young Republican, who also have $320, and you'll both get a chance at the $1,000 DeSoto Plymouth question in just 1 minute. Repair bills are the price you pay for not lubricating your car properly. And you can avoid so many costly repairs by driving your car into a DeSoto Plymouth dealer's for a lubrication checkup every 1,000 miles. Depend on it, you'll get more than just an ordinary grease job, more than just a change of oil in the crankcase. The men at your DeSoto Plymouth dealer's work to exacting factory specifications, and that's your assurance of a proper, complete lubrication job. In fact, no matter what the job, from an engine tune-up to a major repair, you'll get the same thoroughgoing attention, because your DeSoto Plymouth dealer knows your car best. His master technicians are thoroughly experienced and trained in factory methods. They use the finest tools and equipment available. And if your car should need parts, your DeSoto Plymouth dealer can supply you immediately with the right factory-approved parts. So whether you're interested in a lubrication job or a repair job, big or small, you can be sure of this. You'll get top service. Fast, efficient, and courteous service wherever you see the friendly sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Well, here come the two couples who are tied for our big question tonight, Groucho. The young Democrat and the young Republican, and Mr. and Mrs. Caldwell. Come on in here, folks.
Get in here all together and...
Here's where you all sail the seven seas.
Each couple, it says on our card here, Groucho, will decide on a single answer and write it down on one of the cards they have in their hands. Now, if both couples get it right, they'll split the money between them. Okay? You have 15 seconds, and here is the question.
In 1894, a French army officer was found guilty of betraying army secrets and was sentenced to Devil's Island. Through the efforts of Émile Zola and others, his case aroused public opinion, and he later was pardoned. For $1,000, what is the name of this celebrated French officer?
You folks,
no.
Nothing there?
No answer? No. Let's see the answer. The correct answer is Alfred Dreyfus.
Oh, of course.
That's pretty easy, too. Well, you lost the big money, but how much did they win in the quiz, George?
Well, they went the limit, $320 each.
Well, congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Congratulations. Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember... See DeSoto, fire don't mate tomorrow.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Don't stick your neck out in traffic. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.
Thank you so much for listening to the Old Time Radio Hour. It's our pleasure each week to find a gem from the golden age of radio and we hope you can find time next week to join us again. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for a while.